Chapter 6. Blindness. Some people believe that soul blindness is the deadliest disease of all. Jesus said that if it is not cured, it will lead to ditch death. Without doubt, its consequences have sometimes been disastrous. Because of it, men have opposed God's will and thought they did him service. Those afflicted with it have called light darkness, good evil, and truth heresy. It enables people to be fastidiously careful to protect a tradition and carelessly indifferent about keeping a principle. In these circumstances, how often have peripheral things been made central and incidental things made essential? The understanding becomes warped and religion emaciated. The place of peace and concord is turned into a battleground where blind opinions war for supremacy. In the day of our Lord, some of the Pharisees were tragic examples of soul blindness. They believed in conformity to God's will, but their method made the objective impossible. Their conception of religion came to be wholly external and wrongly exclusive. For them, righteousness was a complex system of religious habits. Life consisted of ceremonial purification, tithing of almost everything, and fanatical hostility to the Gentiles. In pursuing this way of life, they developed their rules of conduct into absurdity. Gnats were strained out and camels were swallowed. The letter was emphasized to the point where the spirit was destroyed. The Sabbath was held to be sacred in a way which destroyed its holiest provision for the good of man. The Pharisees held in supreme contempt all others they could not compel to their way of thinking. Said Jesus, "If ye had known what this meaneth, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless." Or again, "Ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he has become so, ye make him twofold more a son of hell than yourselves." Out of their ignorance of God's holiness and God's love, they were seeking to bring men to God and instead brought them to doom. The God they professed to extol, they degraded. In the doing of it, they became hard, critical, censorious. Self-exaltation made them to be hypocrites. The central nerve of the truth was smothered. Religion was trivialized. Mark the estimation of the king upon this situation. "Ye blind Pharisee." Blindness has several causes. Self-exaltation is one. Men who are interested in truth only in order to advance themselves never see it properly. The lap of the poor God fills with treasure, but the proud are sent away empty. Proud men may learn the words, but they rarely learn the lessons. "To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word." Intellectual vanity is like a cataract on the eyes of the soul. Another cause is the flesh-mastered life. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Impurity hinders vision. Men see the spiritual in the measure in which they shed the sensual. Worldly preoccupation leads to double vision. The definition is poor and the perspective false. Another cause is jaundiced prejudice, being so mastered by one aspect of truth as to throw the rest out of joint. Strong emphasis in a certain direction results in other things being neglected and the truth dislocated. That was the Pharisees' failure. They emphasized the external things to such a degree that the weighty matters of the law of life were almost obliterated. Prejudice is like a blank spot in the range of the eye. It permits sight only in certain directions. The rest cannot be seen. Another cause is superficiality, a frivolous approach to holy things, an inability to see anything below the surface. Majestic things are not discerned by the silly. A mind fascinated by the spectacular is short-sighted. To be mildly curious is often to be self-blinded. Real vision calls for penetration. Superficiality is the myopia of the soul. Recovery from blindness is possible. The first step is a recognition of the disease. So many blind people insist that they can see. This was the argument of Jesus in John's Gospel. Chapter 9. "If ye were blind, ye would have no sin. But now ye say, we see, your sin remains." RV. The realization of blindness may come suddenly with a shock, or it may come slowly by a gradual process of enlightenment. Once it has come, the curative forces are set in motion. A sincere man, realizing his blindness, will at once be deeply aware of the value of vision. Impediments will be removed. Balance will be established. The Word of God, flashing light into dark places, will purify the heart and enlarge the eye of faith. With a new vision of the truth, cohesion and strength are multiplied. The earth is full of divine glory. A man humbles himself under the mighty hand of God. Whether it comes by earthquake or by gentle persuasion, there is no substitute for soul vision. Without it, the people perish. Therefore, get it at all cost, and fix your eyes on God and Zion.